Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Don in Illinois is on the line with a foundation question. What's going on at your money pit?
Yes, I got an old farmhouse. We started building them back in 1800s. And the foundation is red brick on a crawl space, and it's sinking in one area real bad. And I had a guy tell me that because I can't dig a footings here, because there's an old cistern back here also, he said that I could pour a large pad, go underneath the house and come out and make it like a sidewalk along the edge of the house, and then pour the wall up as high as I could, and then possibly either put, as a last row, a block in. Is that possible to do something like that?
Maybe. Maybe not. You know, you're talking about a major structural piece of work here, Don. And the problem with this is, I'm going to presume you're not a licensed structural engineer. If you start doing this kind of work on your own, and then, you know, sometime in the future, you want to sell this house, and you've not had the right kind of professionals involved in this kind of a major repair, that's going to be a huge red flag. That could make it very difficult for you to sell the house. I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector, Don, and when I saw houses like this that had these kinds of issues, I always recommended that the homeowner spend a little bit of money to have an engineer look at it and design a specific repair for that situation. Because this way, when you go to sell the house, and if it becomes an issue, you can show that you had a professional review it and tell you exactly what to do. And then you took action on that, and you can even have them come back and sort of certify that it was done right. Then you end up having sort of a pedigree on the quality of that repair, because this is not something to do yourself and get wrong. You could make it worse, and you can devalue your house in a very major way.
Well, that's why I was kind of wondering. It sounded kind of far-fetched to me in a way, and I was just like, well, I've been listening to you guys. I'm going to give it a shot, give you a call, see what you guys got to say.
Yeah, we're glad you did, and that will get you on the road to recovery, okay?
Okay. I know a couple of engineers. I'll see if I can get one out here. I appreciate the information.
You're welcome, Don. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.